Welcome to Minutes of Truth, hosted by Antoine Speller. Please enjoy.
Now, verse 28 talks about this. It says, let him that stole steal no more, but rather let him labor, working with his hands the things which is good, that he may give to him that needeth. Wow, this is so good. Because it shows us, the Bible says, hey, we got to put away stealing. We can't steal anymore. But it tells us that we need to work laboring with our hands. And I like what it says here. It says good work. Don't do things bad like selling drugs or doing any type of thing like that to get money. But it says laboring, working good work. But look at the end result of what it was saying. Verse 28 at the end. Verse 28, it says, that he may give to him that needeth. Man. That he may give to him that needeth. So many times we have so much stuff and we don't want to share it. That is going to be an indicator of where you stand with Christ. Are you willing to give it all to him? You know, last week, me and my son, I was looking in the back of the Bibles that we have here, and it showed all the apostles of Jesus Christ. And it was interesting. They all died. Horrible deaths. But they gave it all to Jesus. Whenever you want to follow Jesus Christ, you must give it all to him. You must give it all to him. So if you get a chance, look in the back of those Bibles, you'll see that all those apostles died horrible deaths, but they gave it all to Jesus Christ. And remember, the scripture says it's better to give than to receive. I never understood that until the Lord put me in a position to be a giver. And I found out that if you give, the Lord will continue to bless you, because he knows that that overflow will go to others. He's not just going to continue to give it to you and you're not going to hand it out. It's just like the Dead Sea. They say the contents are so condensed, there's no outlet. It can't go out. So it stinks and it's very bad there. It's called the Dead Sea for that reason, because it's no outlet. You must give in order to receive. Remember, I told you, how can you have true joy? Remember I gave you the acronym before? Joy is Jesus first, others second, and yourself third. Think about that. That's how you can have joy. The world wants you to put yourself first, even before God. Just me, myself, and I. Well, no, no. But to have joy, you must put Jesus first. So even though this person was steal, Jesus was saying, hey, don't steal anymore, but work with your hands that ye may have to give to him that needeth. Wow, that's powerful stuff there. Now, let's look at verse 29. It says, let no corrupt communication proceed out of your mouth, but that which is good to the use of edifying, that it may minister grace unto the hearers. So many a times we tear people down by saying things that are not truth. Or even if it's true, you're saying it the wrong way. The Bible says, don't let your good be evil spoken of. But if you see something and you're just tearing people down, in other words, you're not edifying. Edifying means to build up, not to tear down. Satan came to steal, to kill, and destroy. Christ came that you might have life and have it more abundantly. So if you find yourself constantly tearing people down, if you constantly speaking evil about people, the question is, you have not so learned Christ. But listen to, so what does the word minister mean? It says that you may minister grace to the hearer. Did you actually know the word minister means to give? The minister, matter of fact, that's what the Bible say is one of the lowliest position in the church is the minister. Because the minister is to serve, to give his life for Christ and his church.
Thank you for listening to Minutes of Truth. For more information, go to our website, minutesoftruth.org. And remember, God's word is life.